Okay. Now, I want to introduce you to, we were having Arabic discussions. I want to introduce to a new word in the team, okay? I just want to be frank with you, okay? Now, before I introduce the word to you, the Etzel, I understand, was just absolutely fascinating because of the way the Ram uses it out. And the Al Mikdama, in terms of the philosophical syllogism or it's a postulate or whatever you want, and it is also amazing. And we'll deal more with that today because the Ram uses that later on in the Sherish, okay? But I want to deal with another word, okay? In here, I found something amazing, okay? You know, I tried to see what exactly, how do you refer to dinim, halachos, okay? So, what I found is that the Rambam over here, in the beginning of Sherish Zion, is introducing a new Arabic word which he hasn't used yet, okay? And the strange thing, okay, I thought it was very strange, you know, I'm not sure how the Frank Rambo was put together, but all the tziunim about this word is not over here in Sherish Zion, but it's a mitzvah sein lamed hei. He goes throughout Sefer Mitzvahs where this word is used. Really, what I'd like to do, but I don't have the wherewithal to do it. What you really should do is also look at the Pirush Mishnayos and the Mura to see exactly how it's used. But I think over here it's good enough. Okay. Now this new word, I'm not sure. You know something. I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it, okay? It's Paka. Pe-ku-pe, okay? And the Ram sometimes uses a different word for Din Malochus. He uses Al-Haham, something like that. It's Ches-Chof Aleph Mem, so forth, okay? He uses Paka, okay? Now, I asked of Korach yesterday morning, you know, so what's the scoop, what's the difference? So he told me that Paka is halachis and Al-Racham is din, okay? So I asked him, so what's the difference? So, you know, I have a Kabbalah, chooses I asked Professor Langham, being the week he hasn't gotten back. I have a Kabbalah, Professor Langham, and sometimes you have to understand the Arabic words in the context. Okay, so I decided to do, okay. Truth is, I don't care about anything. I'm interested in how the Rambam uses the word, okay? So I went through all the places that the Rambam used the word paka, and I looked around about this al-chacham, and I have my conclusions about it, okay? I can't say that I know what I'm talking about 100%, but you can decide yourself. Okay, and then we'll move on to something else. Okay? Now, so the Ram is using here paka as opposed to the ikar mitzvah, in other words, the dinim, which are the dinim of the mitzvah. So, l'cheira, if you play this out, in other words, you want to push it to Mishneh Torah for a second, if you'd say about Hilchos Sukkah, okay, the Prati HaMitzvahs at the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah are the Ikar Mitzvah, because that's the Mitzvah, and Hilchos Sukkah itself is a compilation of the Paka, okay? And all the paka, whatever it is, whether it is a tzivah, it's not minyan mitzvahs. And that's what he has at the beginning, is the second mitzvah in Hilchos Shofar, Sukkah B'Elul, will be changed from Nagdoma to have Hilchos Shofar by itself. But the second Hilchos is Leishiv Basukkah, called Shivas Yemei Achag. Okay. Now, let's try something in Sefer Mitzvahs, okay? Let's try Mitzasei Tzadi Hei. Now, Tzadi Hei is, has its oddity in two ways, okay? The first way, I'm not interested at the moment, the Ramah puts Shurana together, Alamah, Shurana is basically her law, which is not necessarily Tzibur, and that basically is what Haforos Nedarim is. Okay? But that's not my interest at the moment. We'll see if we'll have to touch on it, but here it is. Okay? Hatzibur Shetzibonu Haforos Nedarim Kloima. I think Atayla might be better. Atayla Shoreinu Lodun Bedina Mohen. Let's do the Shana. It's the Taylor, okay? The Ein Ho Inyun Shechayvah l'hafir are called ponim. It's not a chiyuv. V'in ze'atzmoy tovin b'chol mokrim sh'tashmi'ini moine din echod min adinim. It's very important, okay? The Rambam has a general klal. If it's a moine din, it's shrana. There's no chiyuv. It's a hirah. That's not for us. That's an important thing. Just to, okay. Now, in the Dimin Adinim over there, it's not Paka. Okay? Because those Dinim are the Ika Mitzvah. Okay? And you wouldn't expect them to do that because it would be counterintuitive to everything that's going on. Then he continues, okay? Because that's just an important thing, okay? In other words, the cloud of mitzvahs which are not chayva, which is not a real tzivui, but it's a hirah, is the shrana. Okay? And it's a din. That's what he says. Correct? Din echod tetzmi'enu moine. In other words, Haforos Nedarim really is a din. Okay? Even though he says at the beginning it's a tzivui, which is a very odd thing, you know, like he's playing it in both ways, okay? But he really says it's not a chiyu, but it's a din. Okay, that's not really interesting, but we'll have to come back. This will be mamish, very important. The Binyan Afi says, Otto, here I'm telling you the important rule, okay? She ain't ze tzivui lasais. Dova Mesuyim Bechach. Elaha Mitzvahi. Now he's defining the Mitzvahi. Sha'onu Mitzuvim Lodun Bidin Ze Be'ese Dova. We have to be done. Oh, that's the din that we have to be done. I know what the Tzivah, I know what he means is whenever this case comes in, we have to look at this case with these. In the light of the framework of what Taylor is talking about, Haforos Nedarim, okay? But that's the mitzvah. Here he hasn't used paka at all. We'll see what word he uses, okay? Then he says like this: Ma. Then he should change his tracks over here. Ma shehabal v'ha'av mefirin l'chol it's a cold. Okay, we have to be done. Ma shehabal v'av mefirin, hari perish hakosuv oisay v'osek bepirtei hilchosov. Does he know something? V'osek bepirtei hilchosov. That's the paka. And before, that's referring to. See, what's happening is he's basically saying that Tzadi Hei is an expression of Sheresh Shvi. We don't count the paka of Haforos Av or Haforos Baal as separate mitzvahs, which you could have said it's also a hadin, okay? It's paka, okay? However, and that's the Prat Ilchaisa. And that basically is like the Ilchaisav is like Mishpatim almost. Okay? It's the Mishpatim, the Prati Mishpat, the Prati Halochas of this mitzvah. So it's interesting, later on in the Sheresh, he refers to Paka, and he also uses a word in Lashon HaKodesh. He talks about Makan Nefesh Bishkogoi, and he calls it them Mishpatim. You look on later in the Sheresh at the end of his discussion. And he also calls it Paka. Paka Mishpatim. The word Mishpatim in the Torah, in the midst of a Chodesh Yerucha, the Rambam darshins, that's the Kriach of Bezdin to be done in the Gimel Midas. That basically is Ri Dinei HaTera. Because didn't the Rambam say in Sheirish Beis at the beginning that Ri Dinei HaTera you derive in Yud Beis Midas, Yud Gimel Midas, okay? So he's hitting it in two different ways. He hits the Reb Dinei HaTorah, I guess, when there might be Tzivuyim, they're not Minyan HaMitzvahs, in Sheresh Beis. And here in Sheresh Zayin, he's hitting the Dinei HaTorah, which is the Reb Dinei HaTorah, which you derive, and you give me this, I tell you, the Dreshes, man. They're not Mitzvahs, even though they might be Tzivuyim, whatever they are, correct? Whichever way you want to look at it, the Dinei HaTorah, L'Chaira, you see, we'll have to get to this. When you look at the Yud Gimel Midas by themselves, so that's he's looking at the by themselves, okay? We have to now look at how you look at the Dinim, because he said, if you remember last week, that a mitzvah achas, he yechida misuyam shleimo. It's a peculiar glob, okay, which contains not only the Ikar HaMitzvahs, but the Dinim. Okay. So then you might say that if the Ikar HaMitzvah is in Torah Shebiksav, maybe the dinim could be mitzvahs without that. You see, if you don't accept that postulate, you don't understand b'chal what the Rambam's talking about over here, of talking about Yiv Mechalitza, and trying to be deiche all the din of Yiv Mechalitza. On the other hand, it doesn't make any sense. And it's counterintuitive. I don't understand what it means. Because the only reason why you can say it shouldn't require Mufurish and Mikra is because it's part of the Yechida Musuya Meshlema. But you can't use that and at the same time make them a separate mitzvah. That offhand is counterintuitive. You can't use the fact that they're related. So you don't understand the Rambam's reasoning, how he has to deal. So yet we understand when he talks about the second case, when he talks about the parsha and the tale which are dinim, we understand what the issue is. Because it fits Perek in Cherish Beis. We don't understand dealing in Cherish Beis, you know, how could you play it both ways? Because if you're going to say it's part of Yechida Shleima, and therefore it doesn't require Mefush. So then he's saying it only is meaningful in as much as part of Yechida Shleima. So you can't make it a separate mitzvah. So we don't understand where the Lam is coming from. Okay? That's a problem. Okay. Let's do more. But the Rambam says, and that's the important thing, He says like this. Let me show you another place, and then we'll, but just before we do this, okay? The other place, when he talks about the din, he uses the word achacham. You look over here in Mitzvah Tzadihei, all the places where he's not talking about the prate dinim, where he's talking about the lodun and what the mitzvah is, the din and this and that. It's either the Hebrew word of din or the achacham. Interesting, and then I want to show you. The Rambam talks about the dinim of each mitzvah at the end, usually, of each mitzvah individually. He says you find the dinim of this mitzvah, mesechta this and mesechta that, okay? Correct? What he's saying is, this mitzvah is the Yechida Museum as Shleimo, and it has the Iker Mitzvah, it has the Paka, which really is what Mitzvah is all about. Is Moshe Rabbeinu's Moshe in Midbar. What was the Mitzvah? Is Ketzat, the Seder Mishnah, the Gemara in Elu B'Nundal, which the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis learns that Moshe Rabbeinu, they wrote the Mikra, and Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Dinim. And these Dinim on the Paka. So it's interesting. These dinim at the end of each mitzvah, the Ram semester refers to them as al-chacham, and sometimes refers to them as paka. So I assume paka, I've never found paka being used except for a very parochial sense of prote halachas, was achacham could refer to a din in the greatest sense of the word, the whole mitzvah, okay, but can also refer to the poshet the din, like paka. So therefore, let me read you a rambam, okay. The Rambam, in the end of Mitzvahs Aseh, he has a discussion after he finishes the Ramach Mitzvahs Aseh. Okay? And he says the following. And listen, the Rambam is very careful, you know, always going back and forth between the Pak and Acha. Let's see what he does. Vida Sha'amle B'chol Mitzvah. Kvar hisba'aru mishpotel b'mokum. He says in every mitzvah he's going to do the following. B'sha'amri b'chol mitzvah kvar hisba'aru mishpotel b'mokum paploni ein kavanasi b'zeh she'aperik ahu o ha'mesechta hi tichlo kol mishpatei ha-mitzvahi ad shelo timolek mehem she'elo avol esko ha-mokoyim asher bo ike din ha-mitzvah ha-hi v'roiv mishpatero. Okay. Now here he uses this is an amazing thing. I'm just a little confused. I don't understand what you're saying. When he talks about the Ika Dira Mitzvah or the Sheirish Dira Mitzvah, he says, Atzo Paka. The Atzo that we had last week. And Paka, okay? When he talks about Goybish Patel, he has the Ahaham. Okay? Now, and he's referring Kilu, both of them the same. So it's clear to me that Al-Chacham, even though he uses it, Lamosho, when he talks about Lodun Baforis Nedorim Nehakem. Lodun Baforis Nedorim, that's the mitzvah. The Ahakam, he's talking about the mitzvah itself. So I think he has Ahakam in multiple variable use, either in the broad sense of a whole din or in a parochial sense. Paka is only very parochial. Okay? You have to ask yourself, and I'm not sure the answer, why the Rambam talks about the Ika when he's referring to Paka, and he talks about the Rain when he's referring to Ahakam, the Mishpatim, whether he learns that somehow knowing the Paka, you can derive certain postulates and understand the mitzvahs in general, that gives you the understanding of things. I'm a little bit confused, because that really depends upon how you put the Atzel over here together with the Atzel we talked about last week. Okay? Now, but that's what I would tell you. So this is bringing them in the Masech that has the Sherish HaMishpot. The Yisaydes, which it can be Masik Behen, the Anfei HaDinim HaMitzvah. That's if you use it in the sense of Anofi Mitzvah. V'roi Diner B'Mitzvah. What the difference is, he required both. And what he has in mind, I'm a little bit confused, okay? But it's clear to me that the Ram used Ahakam in a versatile sense, and you'll never find when he's referring to the broader issue as Paka. Okay? Therefore, in another case, Mitzaseh Sadiches. You know what the mitzvah is called? Tumas Eichel. Okay? Tumas Eichel. Okay? This L'chere is certainly a Sharana, and that's probably the Rambam is Makdim. That's what the Tshuva Yeshua Nogin seems to say. The Rambam is Makdim, Naskel. He's Maskel Aforis, the Dorim, to introduce all of them. He doesn't say Mefurish that it's a Sharana, but the fact that it's a din, or he says it's Tam, Haforis Nedorim, or if he thought it's Tumas Nevelo, or Tumas this, or Tumas that, L'chir, it's a Sharana. And that's what is Al Miktama in Mitzvah Sarihei is, that it's not a Hechach, it's not a Chil. That's what Sharana is all about. That's the din is all about. This is like this. Atzivui shenitztavinu lodun betumas echlin vadinim huamurim bohem. Then he says, "Umitzvazu chileles mishpate tumas echlin umashrim bikolusa." And when he talks about Lodun, and he talks about, this is where he does it again. When he talks about Lodun, it's Nechakim. And when he talks at the beginning, when he's defining what the mitzvah is, it's L'chacha, okay? However, when he's talking about the Mishpatei, this is Mikolusam, he's talking about the pocket. There he has to use the word. So this, I think, is very important, gives you the insight. I think here, by context, you can get an idea of what the Rambam is doing. Whether that is the meaning in Arabic, okay, or that is not, to me is irrelevant, because that's the context I think the Rambam is using it. Okay? Now,
That's why he can make a statement also in Mitzvah Reish Yud Zayin that the Masechta is called by the name of the Mitzvah. Because what the Masechta is all about is telling you the dealing with the Mitzvahs. Okay? And that's why maybe when he's vacillating in the Hakdoma between writing with the Seder of Masechtes or with a different Seder of Mishnah Teira, he could imagine using Keter Seder Mishnah because the Masechtes are basically about mitzvahs also. And that's why he asked the Kasha, why is it called Masechtes Yevamos and not Masechtes Chalitza if both are mitzvahs? Such a kasha, he can match the kasha. Somewhere in kasha. So he says, "Behich tivon olios yivom acholetzes mitzvah reish yud zayin." A yivom acholetzes liyivom. Im lo yiseno vu omlo yisal vcholta naala me'al ragloi ukfa hisbaru dinei mitzvah zu mesechta hamuchuberes lze vhi meseches yivomus for yedat the loshen omrom. Mitzvah Yibum Kodemis Mitzvah Chalitza. And this is what he does with it. You know, some would do something like that. Mama stole my other shit. So like this. Urchenim Nikris HaMesechti Yibomis Afo Pishi Kolelis Dina Yibum V'Chalitza B'Shova. Since Yibum is called, so it means the Mesechta you call by the Din of the Paka. The Paka of this Mitzvah. Okay, so now we have that. So that's the beginning of something. But you look around, and that's an amazing thing, okay? There are a lot of other places. I went through them. I picked out a few of them, okay? But, you know, for example, Pesach Sheni is also a paka. That's what he discusses, whether it's a paka or it's a mitzvah. He's very careful when he wants to talk about the dinim, which are part of the Yechida Shleima, Mesiyah Shleima. He always is very careful to call it Paka. Okay? Just want to tell you the word means something, okay? Okay. And that's in Perik Aleph, it was Mamaloch HaBeis, but I'm Mishpul HaShiyoimu, Eilu Dvorm Shiyumadu Oison, Shiyolamdu Oison, Min Adin B'Yachas Mein Yishat Torah Nidreshes Bo'em. That's a Mishpatim. Now we have this, okay? Now, Derech Agav, just a comment on last week, okay? If you look at Sherish Yudalit in the beginning and the Hakadoma afterwards, he refers to the klal kilo vein oin shemelin kemashirim, both the Al Mikdama and an Etzel, because it's both. It's a hanoch, it's a postulate, and a postulate means that you have to have an ashara here, there's an einish, and also that from the fact you can, it's amazing thing, but it's like growing in the opposite way, because you can grow, normally you grew from the mitzvahs, you grew the halachas, okay? And here, from the einishim, elin kemashirim, from this, you can grow the mitzvah, really. Okay? Which becomes very interesting. Okay? Okay. That's just an aside. Now, here, now, I want to get to this. He continues over here, and he says something amazing. Ukshna'ayin b'dinei shtei mitzvahs halolu mitzvahs asay, okay? The mitzvahs asay, the mitzvahs yibum and chalitza, correct? Now he's talking about the paka of yibum and chalitza, correct? Uma she's chayiv bohen lefi ha-hakdomois ha-toronios, okay? Now here, the hakdomos are the al-mikdama, and toroshios is the al-shriya, which is basically Taylor, okay? I have a way of saying Taylor, okay? At least the way that I'm used it, okay? Now, let's now see how the Rambam uses this phrase in Sefer Mitzvahs, okay? So, Hashem Yinoviyodi, you know, my expertise in this is not great. But if you look at Mitzvah Seresh Pei Gimel, you have to understand also, it's Hakdomois, this is the Al Mikdamas, it's Loshon Rabbim. It's not a singular postulate, okay, but or postulates or preposition or a premise. It's not a singular premise, but it's multiple premises. Multiple, excuse me, in the adjective, you want to use Tera, or as they say in Yiddish, Tera Dicke, okay? Tera as an adjective, Tera premises. That's what it's called, Teronios, okay? It's multiple Tera premises, okay? And that's what he's saying, that you're deriving these dinim, the paka, from Yibum Chalitza by the premises, the multiple premises of Tera. Okay? So at least now we can translate. See, before the translation that we're talking about, okay? So this clearly, okay, now look at Reish Pei Gimel. What does it mean? A mikdama toronios. Okay? So Reish Pei Gimel, he shehizhir hadayin, me'ateis ledas dayin acher, al-tzad yishoyin alo. Okay? You see, sometimes a judge in court, okay, will say, you know, this judge has a tremendous grasp of justice, okay? If he goes that way, I'm with him! Okay? In a din tera, that's a lav. Okay? That's what he said. He, she, his here, hadayin, mehateis, ledas, dayin, achir, outside, he shoyin, a lov, bechiyu, bachayin, o ziki, azakai. To say chiyu. Or poto, or azakai, okay? And he doesn't use it. He doesn't use his own brains, but he's saying b'chan the other day, and he violates a law. Okay? Mi bilti shi'i adova muvan etzloi. So I'm not sure if he's allowed to use two things, or only that. Okay? Lefi chakirosei usvorosei mehakdomus hateira. Guess what? Al mitamas al shia. So it means that Dayan uses the derech higoyon and the midas hatera and the way the matiki ashmua are supposed to learn tera, he has to use that approach in order to come to the conclusion. Okay? And that's what we're doing over here. We're using the approach of the Matiki Ashmur of looking and trying to find and trying to create dinim of Yibum Mechalitza. Okay? That l'chayre is what's going on. And Kapach is metargimit as Yisaydis Hadin. So I would say that it really means, you can translate whatever you want, but it's Yisaydes Hanocha. It's the basic premises of Torah. Hein Torah Shebiksav, Hain Tirish of our pair. That you can conclude from it different logical conclusions of what Torah is requires over here. Right? That's what Matik Yeshmo is supposed to do. And that's the job of the Dayan. And if he doesn't do that, and he relies on his friend sitting next to him, he violates a law. It's not interesting me at the moment to discuss this law, okay? What's interesting to me is he's giving us a glimpse into what we're talking about. The tshuva of Yeshua Nogi discussing Al Mikdamas here in Shirish Shvi, okay? Al Mikdamas Hagdomo Hein Psuki HaMitzvah VeHekeshim, okay? You have to understand, just want to tell you one thing about what you said. You have to know that this is a translation of the Arabic. They translate a certain word as hekish. Who does it mean hekish? It's the yud gimel midos, the laboratory, the darki halimur that was nimsalona by Moshe Rabbeinu. And that is the way you're supposed to do that's what's supposed to happen. It's supposed to use al mikdamas, al heim psuki al mitzvah, okay, tershib iksav, vacation, the tershib al peh, okay, you give me this, kiyetze behem, oma hakosuv. Listen to this. Omar Kosov Yivomo Yovo Oleho Mikomokoin Benchi Muteres Loi Benchi Elvo Lov. Very strange thing. He would have had a Havamina. Mikomokoin. I guess maybe it's the Teres Matin, the Elva Beshach. Bo Hapostiko Achel Viomo. The Isha El Achiso, Loi Sikach Witzro, the Gavis El Vosso, Oleho Bechayero. Lohoyo, Ha Hekish, what's the Hekish? The Mid of Xerishova, of Oleho Oleho. Boyo, Ha Hekish, Min Oleho Li Oleho. Commotion is Baye Bimakaymoy. V'yotzu arayis al pizeh hekish. V'yesh hechkach b'mikdamas b'chol mitzvah v'dini atera v'aleim yesh listamach. Using the midas atera as the psukim of Tereshim Iksav to understand the dini mitzvah. The postulates of what's going on, postulates of Teira, or Teira Shabbat Peir. And this is how we create the Paka. And this is what Osnil Ben Knaz was machsid. We may have Lusha Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu also used this to create the Paka. That which he was in Makabo, Messina, to give over as Pirush Makubo. So then the pake is the hanochis, the basic Torah premises. That you can have mask, the mat, you masik, what are the dine, yibum, and chalitza. And these referring to the gemon yibomis, gimel obeys, merani mila tonu abonim, isha achis le sika chalitza le galas el vasa, oleo bachayeo, oleo, First, I ask myself a question. Why are these Dine Yibu? Maybe they should be Dine Erva. Because what really is happening, it's the intersection of the mitzvah yibum with the lavim of arayis. Correct? So I think the Rambam clearly concluded from the fact that the Gemara derives it from a posik in the parasha of yibum, and the drosha is a posik in the parasha of yibum. So in Mela, this paka is a pachtim of yibum machlitz. Okay? And that's what he's done. He's gone using this. You see, they're basically two postulates which he has here in Cherish Zion. Okay? The first postulate, the first premise is a mitzvah is Yechida Mesiyem Shleima. And the second, and which has within it, what? As he says, Apizaisak Magdomo, you have dinim. And these dinim, even though they're as horos or tzibuyim, they're not separate mitzvahs, but they're paka. Okay? Okay. Secondly, another premise, you can derive the paka. This basically is telling us grave dine hatera. Because the Rambam said in Sherish Beis that grave dine hatera are for Yudim Omidus. And the Rambam says that's the premise of how to derive the dine hatera. And these dinim are dinim of the mitzvahs. And they're not separate mitzvahs, but the dinim of the mitzvah. It's an amazing thing what he did over here. This is another premise. Now,
so there's no such thing as Yudimus deriving an Iker?
No, it's impossible. You yourself should not ask that question. Because doesn't the Rambam say in Sherish Beis he compares Tayag Mitzvahs to the Sherish and the Yudimus Midas as sprouting out all the Dinyate? And he also, again, the name Etzel of the Sherish and the name of Akitama, Mikdama are interchangeable.
So yes. By design, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't given the Roiv Dini he was supposed to derive them.
I assume so. See, I'm very unclear about this because he really is vacillating. The whole Sherish Beis, I don't know if I stress this, if you look at it, is very difficult. Because you open up Sherish Beis, you ask the question, I'll show you. I never stress it because I'm afraid to ask the question. But I'll ask it. Okay, now I'll ask the question. Look at Sherish Beis. He says, Shaloi ko ma shenilma bi'achas misholish esem midas shatoi nidresh ben oburi b'volim noisa. What is lo ko? So it means there are some that you derive when you're giving me this. Okay? They're in the minyan. Okay? That's what you should include from over here, if you take this sentence seriously. However, you can't, because the Rambam in Sherish Beis calls the Yud Gimel Midas, where there's a Pirush of Mekubo. What does he call it? He calls it Chochmas HaKosov. In Rizui, not Yud Gimel Midas. So it means Yud Gimel Midas, pure unadulterated, are not a Pirush of Mekubo. So when he says this statement, I'm not sure at the beginning what he's referring to, because if you notice, he's branching out to two categories. And when he says at this point, Reiv Dinei HaTeira Yudgimul Midas, it might include the Guf Teira, Hel the Deraisa, or the real Yudgimul Midas. So when he made that statement, it probably, I would assume, it's somehow a compilation of both of them, okay? However, I'm just confused about, see, at the beginning, he could have said, Rav Din HaTorah, you would have said, Rav Din HaTorah, it seems, it appears to the eye that derived from your Gimel Midos. But some are not, okay? That I can handle. But when he starts out that Ain Roy Limnois, call Mashinel with your Gimel Midos, he's ready to say, you can. But then also, I guess, it's really not Limnois with your Gimel Midos, you have to say this little bit strange thing. It doesn't really mean that the actual Limnois you give me this, but it appears to be the dear bloody arguments. Okay, to say that. But that's what he did at there.
Is there a correlation between the Rav Din HaTorah and Protoseo when they say Klauseo, Protoseo?
That's what he's saying.
So we're saying the Protoseo are learned out from Yud Gimel Midos?
Yes. And those, it says, Nemu Moshe Misinai, either one of two ways. Either through a Pirush Mekubal or through Gimel Midos.
The way the Yud Gimel Midos was not derived by the Chazal, but it was given to Moshe.
But that's the catch over here. The Yud Gimel Midos themselves
were
given to Moshe, and he gave that for other people to give over. And that's what the Rambam says in Sheresh Beis, that if Moshe Rabbeinu derived it, it's not Moshe Misinai, but it's Moshe. As a chochma chachma mesera, like anyone else. Okay? Now, so here, we just have to leave as a kasha. No matter, even you're going to say that the, you see, even if you say, I'll tell you to get it. No matter how you cut it, it's very difficult to say the Yud Gimel Midos don't be mefush batera is paka. You could have imagined them being mitzvahs, but from the atzman, the chori can't do it. I don't see exactly why, what this hakdoma is, and what exactly thought logically. It just doesn't go. Okay. Now, we have the next step. Let's look at this paka. Okay? Let's look at the paka. Paka is like this. The Ram says the paka are all the different siurim. Choletzes, misyabemes, lo choletz, lo misyabemes, yabemes, choletzes, okay? So what's coming out is that he's learning misyabemes and choletzes are tzivuyim. And loy misyabemes and loy choletzes are as-holes. But there's holes which are deriving through derech midas ha-teir, or mitzvahs which are deriving midas ha-teir, tzivuyim. And the chiddush is the only packet. They're not minyan mitzvahs. Correct? That is what he's saying. L'cheira, what is he referring to? Is the sefter. The sefter perik beis, towards the end, hey, vav, whichever edition you have, yesh, o choletzis, o misyabemis, yav yabois, o choltzis, choltzis, lo misyabois. Lo choltz, lo misyabnois, harayis, then it goes out through various cases, okay? And the Sefti even mentions, Moisif alein, listen to this, Moisif alein, sris chama, vandringenis, viach, me'ein, v'geir, v'yev meshucha, lo choltz, lo miyabnim, acherish, v'ashoyte, miyabnim, lo choltz, sveikis choltz, lo miyabnim, tzuadaka, Chushavcha sris chamo v'zokin o chotzin o miyam. Okay, same. So if you look at the Rambam in Perik Vov of Hilchos Yibum Chalitza, he goes to a lot of these dinim. Okay. Well, Chayra, we're clearly talking about Tzivuyim Nasholitz and not Mufuish Batera, Shibik Sav. And that is, and that's later on, okay? When he gets to the Kobonis or whatever, or to Makin Nefesh Koga, Makin Nefesh Bishkoga. I'm just wondering something. If you read through this part of the Shurish over here, he says if you account all these cases of Yibo, Mechalitza, and whatever, this is going to be, let's just list out and make it, it's more than 200, okay? Okay? See, at the beginning of Shurish, maybe he's talking about 1,000, he's talking about all the way, and all the mitzvahs, but he says Yibo, Mechalitza, you'll end up with more than 200, okay? I just want to talk about this, okay? I can't tell you I sat down with a pencil and paper to make Cheshbon how he got to 200, but I have a lot of questions on it. And you'll hear the questions, okay? Now, L'chero, those dinim of Eino Choletzes or Eino Misyabemes, or lo choletz, lo miyabim, which is only the Rabbonon, which there are many of them, okay, they certainly couldn't have been in the minyan because you're missing a Shurish Aleph. There's nothing to talk about. Now, you can look at them, some of them are quoted per Bava Lochadalit, okay? The Eil Chotzim Lo Miyabim, Hasvekis, go, Shehois a Suffolk Elba Ale Ochim, Upitsuadaka Khushovko, Kyoitzim Minya Solis, Vazoki, Biyoise, Shetoshis Krechai, Vakoshil, the Im Bao, the Im Bol Sris Odom Kono, Shehois a Lishasa Kreitzim. Umuitzi beget, ibn eshu osa lobo bekoho. Because of the psuadaka. Okay? Okay. Vatumtum, chilitz romiyam nishu sofit. Vim nikla, vim se zocha, what's a chilitz, what's a miyam, mishakol achim, ochotz miyam. Now, l'chira tumtum that is not miyabim is only the rabbon. Okay. You told me to suffer. I don't know how it should be miyabim. I'm not getting involved in that, okay? It says that way, I'm okay. Because the Ram Shiti is that suffer the rice is l'kula. It's only lost with the rabbon. See, you can't count, okay? You can't count any of the Sveikis L'chayla in this minyan. Anything is the Rabbanan you can't count. Okay? And anything, okay, you can't count it. And the Ram says in Perek Tes Vilchus Tumas Mes Halacha Yud Beis that you require Chetich Achas of Beis Chetiches. Okay? So, however, Choletzes L'zeh Umisyabemes lezeh. Okay, is talking about shnei vlodish nisarvu v'nosu noshim v'umesu v'yesh lehem achir vadoyim.
We don't know who they are, okay? We don't know who these people are. One is an ah, okay? V'nosu v'yeshlem achim v'adoyim. Each one of them, we have an achim v'adai. Echod min avadoyim shel mishpocha zu choletz le'achas v'echod min avadoyim shel mishpocha shnia l'cheira is choletz shnia v'ach kach mi'am kol echod v'echod as Hashem, okay? Here, it's a deraisa. Here, okay, because since it's shnei v'lodis, shen is alvu, so it's chetich achze beis chetiches. But I'm telling you, you have to take out all the drabonets here, you have to start out, and take out all the svekis. But all you can have here is chetich achze beis chetiches, okay? Say that. Now I ask you a different question. The Ram has tziurim on the ish and tziurim on the isha, right? Choletzes, right? Okay. All right, correct? The problem is, Sheik Salamim is that the mitzvahs yivu v'chalitza is on the ish. Both the mitzvahs yivu and the mitzvahs chalitza. The Ram Perik Aleph Halacha Beis of Yibum Bechalitza. Loi Lotz Liyabe, O Shalei Lotz Hi, Hari Ze Chiretz Lo. Ve'akach Tia Muteres Li Nosen Acher. Mitzah Seber Ateo Lach Loitz. Im Loi Lotz Liyabe, Shnei Bechol Tana Aloi. And the Bikin Yosef, in your day, Shim and Shim and Mal, Shim Kotten Vov, is Medayik from this. Ototot, that the mitzvah is on the Ish. If the mitzvah is on the ish, l'chayil the 200 are half on the ish, and that's what he's setting up. Otherwise, the whole discussion about noshim over here don't make no sense. Excuse me. So l'chayil 100, beside the drabonans, okay, beside the drabonans and the svekis, okay, l'chayil half fall off, okay. Now, I want to tell you one more that falls off, and I guess we'll leave it like that, okay? This goes back to the Rav basically said that Rav Chaim was giving his, Rav Chaim was in Volozhin, and the Heichle Shein, the Zayda, or the Heichle Shein, was the Heichle Shein, the Zayda, the Zayda Heichle Shein, or it was it was the Heichle Shein himself, claimed Rav Chaim got a shtela from nepotism. Okay? Because he married this his granddaughter. Okay? So it was against it. Didn't take her. But he said, when Zichron came, and he said, Reuven Derenberg came, he said, Reuven Derenberg, he was the Golador. Rav Chaim took smicha from him. We don't know the name. Okay, go Meseder. Golador. Meseder. So, okay. And what was the shtickle on? The shtickle was called Yimel Chalitza. And he said to Zayd Rab Chaim, with all his great tshuka for emes, in the middle of the shir, everyone was nishtemed for the greatest and the godless chorus. He closed the Rambam, and he says, Rabbi Yisai, everything that I said is against the Rambam's Lachim, and he walked down from the thing, and his whole career was that, whatever they didn't take him out, okay, to say it. And the Rav says, I don't understand what the kasha was, okay? But say that, I don't know. But I want to tell you one thing. The call of Ilu Yibu, Ilu Chalitza, when it goes by Melech, okay? That Ram Hilchus Melochim. But the Ram put in Hilchus Melochim, it's not Din Yibu. It's a Din Melech. And it has nothing to do with anything over here. The Ram Peri Beis Aloch HaGimo, Ve'in Ochelit Shenema, V'yoka B'Fanel, V'zeh B'Zoyim. ואפילו רוצה אין שם אלוהי, שהמלך שמוך על גבוהים, אין כמו למוך בו, לא אין אוכליץ, אין לו מייאבים. שאלה זו, אין לו מייאבים. What? That's the question. וכן, כיוון שיאף של יאבים, אז אישתוי, ככה יחוצם לו, על התשע לו מזיקוס. דין סוריס, is מדין היבו.
this l'chera is midini melech. L'chera doesn't go into the dinim from this. Okay? Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick up next week. And this is the school. Okay. Glean that.
You right?
This is, I decided to do this today. I made a great mistake. But I think the pocket, the whole idea to leave it without, you know, no one got back to me. Langerman didn't get back to me. No one got back to me. Oh, I even have an email from Ezra Blaustein. He's telling what he's doing. Remind me, I'll tell you. I even had a little conversation with Langerman. With
if you wanted to talk to me, we'll play something back in the church basement one. I'm scared.
Okay, good. You can talk. You can talk whenever you like. And I can tell you what my discussion was. Have a nice evening. Okay, we say it.